Coming up very shortly, the city of Phoenix has to make some decisions regarding what is known as Talking Stick Resort Arena. I realize that they paid for that, but I call it by a variety of names, none of them Talking Stick Arena.
Just go where the Suns play.
Okay.
All right.
What, didn't it used to be called U.S. Air Center?
Yeah, you've had that.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Was American Airlines involved at one point? I don't remember. Anyway, joining us right now is Christine Mackey. We're going to call her Chris. How's that? She is the Director of Community and Economic Development for the City of Phoenix. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. We laid out a little bit that there is a scheduled vote next week. Help us understand a little bit about what it is they're going to be voting on.
Absolutely. So the City of Phoenix is the owner of the Talking Stick Resort Arena. We have owned it since 1992, so we're the landlord to the Suns and the other events that happen in the arena. The arena is in need of a remodel. It's a 25-year-old building, and as you can imagine, it's getting a bit long in the tooth. So the city is looking at making investments in its public infrastructure. So the mechanical systems, the pipes, the air conditioning systems, the electrical systems, escalators, elevators, that type of thing.
So we're talking about plans of spending about $150 million to upgrade. And it's also my understanding that there will be about another $25 million over the course of this 15-year deal.
Kind of a maintenance.
We have $175 million. That's not chump change. And so while you are planning, not you particularly, but the council is looking to vote on this Wednesday, when do the people of Phoenix get to have a say as to whether or not they want the money to go for this?
So we've been working on this transaction for the last 4 or 5 years, having that discussion with the Suns owner who manages the facility for the City of Phoenix. And our citizens have been regularly calling in and talking to our city council members. They're not shy. They make sure that their voice is heard. Our agenda formally posted last evening. So for the next week, they'll have the chance to call and talk to their council members. They also can attend the city council meeting at 3 o'clock next Wednesday if they'd like to talk to them in that public forum. But their constituents have regularly been calling them both for and against the arena.
Yeah, and you can understand, and Chris, I'm going to say that I know that you listen to us, so you've probably heard me rant and rave against publicly funded stadiums, and that there is a fundamental argument as to whether or not this is a investment in the sense of there is a return on it, or is this some form of corporate welfare? You're talking about an owner of a sports team who's a billionaire. The value of the team has gone up greatly since he purchased the team, since the ownership group bought the Suns. There are plenty of people, counting as one of them, Chris, who thinks, well, let them pay for it.
So a couple of different responses I would have to that. So first, let's talk about being a building owner. So just like anybody would that owns an office building, if I own an office building and my building gets older, I'm responsible for keeping up the mechanical workings and the common areas and the maintenance of the building. That's my landlord responsibility.
Okay.
As the tenant does the improvements that the tenant wants to do that's above what the landlord needs to do to keep that office building in good working order.
Paint the walls.
Exactly. If they want to, you know, if they want to put in gold carpet or they want to put in artwork or things that the landlord otherwise doesn't pay for, that's what happens. And we have that same relationship with the Suns. We own a building and we've owned that building for the last 25 years. And we need to make those investments in maintaining the building, whether the Suns play in that building or not. So we have
that. You're
going
to own it either way.
Either way, we own the building.
Okay. Okay.
I think what's also important to note, though, is that we receive revenue off of that building of close to $13 million a year. And some is rent from the Sun, some are taxes, some are from other areas. So we receive a revenue off of that building. And kind of on that final note is mm-hmm. that the money that we use to pay for those investments is paid for by people who are visiting Phoenix, not by our citizens. So it's a tax that's on our hotels and our rental cars. So if I stay in a hotel room in downtown Phoenix because I'm going to go to a concert, then I'm absolutely paying for part of the arena. But if I don't use a rental car and I don't use a hotel room, then I'm not putting any taxpayer money into that building.
Yeah, but that it's still money. It's still money that taxpayers may not want spent on an arena. They may want it spent on more police officers. They may want it spent on other things. And so while we're talking to Chris Mackey, Director of community and economic development for the city of Phoenix. And Chris, at the onset, you said that the city has been talking with the Suns owners for about 4 years. I really have only been hearing about this potential deal to spend $150 million to upgrade the arena over the last month or so. How does the city react to the perception that is out there within some that the reason why council is moving quickly on this right now is because there is a runoff campaign that's going to be happening in March, and both of the candidates for the city mayor have said that they will not prioritize spending millions of dollars on this facility. There's a perception that this is kind of being fast-tracked right now to circumnavigate that vote in March. Your response?
Sure. I can see why the perception is that it might look that way. What we're up against is an obsolescence clause that was put into the contract back in the late 1980s. On July 1st, the Suns can declare obsolescence in the building, and then it takes it out of the city's hands to be able to focus on putting our money into the infrastructure of the building. It goes to an arbitrator, and then the arbitrator decides what it would take for us to keep that building alive. And the city then makes 100% of the investment, where now the contract reads about no more than $150 million for the city of Phoenix and $80 million for the Suns. Any of the improvements through the arbitration that would be needed to keep the Suns here in Phoenix would be 100% on the city side. And what we're working against right now is in the off season is when everyone would like to do the work. So we're coming up against a time through that process that the building would go dark for the summer when the Suns aren't playing, and the work would like to be done during that time.
We're talking again to Chris Mackey, the Director of Community and Economic Development for the City of Phoenix, as this deal, the vote, impending vote on what will be a total of about $230 million package that would renovate Talking Stick Resort Arena. Thank you for my friend Danny reminding me. America West Arena. Can we just go with the America West Arena still? They're not even around. Nobody can get offended by that. That's what I remember it as growing up. And is there a concern? And how would you address the idea? And I realize there's some deadlines here, but is passing a deal now and then the mayor coming in later who had no say in it, can you see where that can be problematic?
You know, as we are working towards getting the arena and keeping it alive for 130 events a year, the Suns only play in the arena about 30% of the nights that the building's active. Okay. And it creates $182 million economic impact on an annual basis to the city of Phoenix. What's most important to us is to keep that building alive and moving forward and vibrant for downtown. We've had people who, over the last few years, have made hundreds of millions of dollars of private dollar investment in downtown Phoenix, counting on the fact that the city of Phoenix would keep up and continue driving downtown Phoenix to be a vibrant economic driver. And it is our responsibility to ensure that we keep downtown Phoenix drawing individuals into downtown. 40 million people have been in that building since it was constructed, and we need to be able to keep it moving forward.
Chris, thank you for your time today. We do appreciate it. That's Chris Mackey, the Director of Community and Economic Development for the City of Phoenix, as this deal, this impending deal, for the America West Arena, the home of the Phoenix Suns, which I can acknowledge. What, the Suns play, 81 home games? So the other events, there's concert events, there's Disney on Ice, there's monster trucks, God knows what else goes on down there. Maybe the bigger question then, and as you heard it, the city of Phoenix owns the building, whether the Suns play in it or not. Okay. Who the hell thought it was a good idea to own a stadium? maybe that's the bigger. Who thought it was a good idea to own an arena or a stadium? Like, maybe that's the bigger argument.
Right, but they're in this situation now.
Agreed.
So you kind of got
to deal with it.
You got to deal with what you're given now.
And I think that's kind of one of the frustrations for people like myself who would just say, let's cut bait and move on. It looks like it'll be a lovely parking lot someday, that you have poured so much money down this hole now that you're like, well, we can't possibly stop pouring money down the hole. This is a money hole. We have to keep doing it. Eventually we'll pile enough money up and we can walk away. Like, this doesn't solve itself.
And the story doesn't go away. I mean, again, they're going to be voting on Wednesday. You heard Chris Mackey there, Director of Community and Economic Development with the City of Phoenix, saying that they are looking for public comment. So if you've been chomping at the bit listening to us discuss this, if you're on Bruce's side or if you're on the side of, no, we need to keep the Suns down there and, you know, we need to renovate the facility.
Tough
well,
time
then
to make a Suns argument.
Well, but I mean, I'm not telling you which side to be on. I'm simply saying whatever side you're on, make your voices heard.